At Farm to Table, we know how confusing healthcare is. We're here to simplify the healing process. We believe that healthcare should be simple. It should help people feel better. That's why we started the Table Talk podcast, to gather around the table with you, no matter where you are. We want to come and learn together and discuss a new healthcare approach that addresses the root cause of your symptoms. The journey for each person is unique, but together we can thrive.
Welcome to the Table Talk podcast. My name is Melody Hartzler. I'm the founder of Farm to Table and the Farm to Table team. So we have pharmacists that are working in the functional integrative medicine spectrum all across the country doing consults with patients. And we have this podcast. We talk about a lot of different topics, but I wanted to invite several of our providers on just to share their story about functional medicine. So often, whether it's a pharmacist, a physician, a nurse practitioner, maybe a health coach, most of the time they got into this world of functional integrative medicine because of their own health story. And sometimes it might be someone else's story. So it might be a patient's story or might even be their spouse or their child's story. And so I think it's so powerful to share these stories because so often we can resonate with pieces of that, or we can say, hey, like that worked for them. And it's just more powerful than any, I think, other like educational thing out there is really just to hear people's stories, because there's a lot of, I think, emotional connectivity to our health and to our journey. So without further ado, we're going to introduce our team here today. So we have Dr. Maria, who's in Texas. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing there in Texas?
Hi, thank you, Melody, for inviting me. So I live in Dallas, Texas. And prior to that, I've lived in New York, Brooklyn, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and England. And my nutrition degree is from England. So I've had an opportunity to be immersed in different healthcare systems. And that has led me to where I am today in lifestyle medicine, functional medicine. So I'm a pharmacist by profession, of course, and I've been practicing for 15 years, community pharmacist, and I love to advocate and educate my community and what else we can do before we go for the pill.
Yes. And she's a fabulous cook too. So she does some cooking classes locally in Texas too. So one of our other pharmacists has also attended your cooking class, which they loved. So awesome. And then Diane, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing right now.
Okay. So I'm in New Jersey. I started on my pharmacy journey back in Brooklyn at Long Island University. So we have some similar roots, I see. I then worked in basically acute care. I did a residency at Thomas Jefferson in Philadelphia for a year. And then I worked hospital pharmacy, clinical pharmacy, inpatient for probably about 10, 12 years. And I loved it. I love working with the doctors. I love learning all of the clinical information, being around other healthcare providers, advocating for pharmacy, showing that all we can do as part of a team. And then basically I started my own thing where I worked doing a lot of telemedicine with insurance companies, private practice based, through pharmacy telemedicine companies. And what that means is basically we would call patients and go over all of their medications that they're taking. And we often found that there was so much polypharmacy. Patients are on so many medications. They have so many questions that they really have no outlet often to ask. And they also, on top of that, usually take many, many vitamins and supplements. So I did that for about 2 to 3 years. And then I started realizing I really wanted to have more of my own direct time with patients and be able to talk to them fully about all of their supplements and lifestyle and help them really in prevention of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and chronic disease. So that's kind of how I came to be where I am right now as well.
Yeah. So often it's like that frustration with the healthcare system or frustration with like not having the time that you need. So many providers, like if patients really want this functional medicine services to be covered on insurance, but then like if we think about the general medicine model where you have 15 minutes with someone in that insurance-based model, it's really, really hard to dig deep and get through a patient's story in that time. And so unfortunately, like a lot of the models for providing functional medicine have been more cash-based, which I think we'll be able to eventually do more group visits and things to lower cost as far as even on our practice and other practices across the country. I think that's an option, but it does that really like deep individualized care, like has to be a longer period of time that we spend learning the story. So speaking of stories, who wants to go first to share just sort of their own journey of how they even found out about functional medicine or integrative medicine or food as medicine, whatever you want to call it?
So one of my ways I found you, Melody, was through my own journey. And I was living my 30s like I would live my 20s, and I was living my 40s like I was living my 30s, right? And then I think 40s came and I woke up and I was like, okay, I had a chance to reflect on myself. And I realized there were things that I was missing about myself. Self-care wasn't going to Sephora anymore, right? Self-care was like, okay, I need to dig in a bit more deeper what exactly is happening with me. And I'm just like any other moms, young moms out there who are stressed, full-time jobs, running a home and juggling multiple duties, taking care of aging parents. And I was just I was thinking I was being a super mom, doing it well, doing it right, getting things done. And I was just basically, I think, neglecting myself. And I would go to my regular annual doctor's visits. And my doctor is amazing. I like absolutely love her. Like, I like her only because she doesn't recommend medications first, right? So that's the only reason I like her. And she was amazing. And I would ask her, oh, hey, why am I gaining this midline weight? Or I would ask her, like, why am I A1C climbing? What can I do for my LDL to get down? And she would just eat Mediterranean diet, just take care of yourself. I kind of knew what Mediterranean diet meant, but I thought, does a normal average person know what a Mediterranean diet means? Just because I come from a privileged position of being educated doesn't mean everyone else knows. And what exactly is Mediterranean diet? And I thought to myself, hey, you're a pharmacist. I think you're somewhat educated and a bit clever. So figure it out yourself why your lab values don't make sense. Why are you gaining weight? And so I just sent her a message on my app. Can you please send me a continuous glucose monitoring device? And I don't know, I'm not quite sure what inspired me to ask that. And I must have heard a podcast or something or read a book or something. And she said, okay, fine, go ahead, take it. I'll send you a prescription. I got the prescription. And Melody, I ate just like normally I would eat. And what I thought I considered was healthy eating, right? I was, instead of going for like potato chips, I would go for rice Krispies, rice-based,
yeah,
and go for low-fat stuff. Normally, what you consider is healthy, right? Eat fruits and back-to-back. And then, oh my God, my glucose monitor was like literally screaming at me. It was like telling me things like, this is healthy. This is okay. And as you know, that more glucose spikes we have, that means more insulin is released, yeah, and causes an inflammatory state. And no wonder I was feeling the way I was feeling. And then I decided to make some shifts, some changes. And there was a lot of mindset shifting too. So sometimes you do know the answers, Melody, right? So you know what you have to do. I tell my mom always, Mom, you know what you have to do. It's this, your mind has to shift a bit. So you have to be mentally ready for it. And so I made some changes and I'm still making changes. So it's a journey. So like I tell most people, Melody, it's like it doesn't happen overnight. You just don't wake up and say, okay, I'm going to eat healthy. Okay, I know what my problem is. It's a journey and you have to be okay with being in this journey and be patient. I know it could take decades before you see where you want to go.
Yeah, I think that's so often like a lot what I see. I take care of a lot of patients that are similar age. They've turned 40, maybe they're even 50. They're past the menopausal change and their blood sugars are starting to get out of whack. Their hormones aren't there anymore. And I think CGM is such an important piece of that discussion with patients because just seeing things on the CGM, like I can tell them all day long, like you need to eat a Mediterranean diet, you need to eat less carbs, you need to maybe consider intermittent fasting if they're not crazy stressed. I think it has a little bit of issues in people that cortisol is really out of whack, but you can talk to them about that all day long, but until they see those numbers on the CGM and they see what's reflecting from their diet, it doesn't really click. And then once they see that, they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that this was happening in the background. So, I mean, not only has CGM like revolutionized care for patients with diabetes, the care we are able to provide to people is just amazing compared to what we were able to provide even 10 years ago. But even for these people, and obviously this is an off-label use to use it for non-diabetes patients, but I think so often that has been really helpful for our practice to be able to see like, yes, like I know what's going on now. And even just to be, I tell my patients, like, use it for 2 weeks, see like what your current diet looks like, make the dietary changes, even if you don't want to like continue using one for forever, get a couple sensors and then use it later on, you know, right? Like check in like a month later, 2 months later with the sensor and then compare sort of that pre and then post dietary change. And it's phenomenal to look at the results for people and see like how much more motivated I think they are to make those changes because they've seen the effect of it, right? Because normally you make dietary changes, you might feel a little better, but really like seeing the underlying effect really has a lot of power, I think.
Yeah, as I am educating myself and seeing more clients, I realize that insulin resistance is the problem that we need to address first. And we talk about inflammatory diet. Yes, that's good. That needs to be done as well. But really getting that glucose under control is the key to preventing cancers even, right? Preventing autoimmune conditions. Mm-hmm. So there's so much benefit in just looking at your blood glucose.
Yeah, absolutely. And weight gain, like you said, so many people, we talk about weight gain a lot. So often it's just like eat less, right? That's what the message that you're getting from your provider, eat less, eat maybe like you're getting the standard message of low fat and like all the media is telling you that. But in reality, if we're eating low fat, most likely we're filling the rest of our meals with more higher carb things, which is further worsening the glucose picture and the insulin resistance picture. But yeah, again, getting to those root causes, even the conference that I was at last weekend, which was looking at anti-aging and integrative and functional medicine, like it's amazing, like how much of that conversation is about metabolic conditions and the root cause of, you know, the insulin resistance being sort of the forefront, like you said, of getting to that longevity, the optimal health, even into your 80s and 90s. All right, Diane, tell us a little bit about your story.
Okay, well, my story started about 16 years ago, which is exactly how old my daughter is. And that is because, like many mothers, autoimmune conditions seem to unfortunately pop up postpartum. Though I was in pharmacy and loved the medical field and I guess knew a lot about what I was practicing at the time, but I was really not in the know just about my own health, my own underlying autoimmune condition. And what happened was I had my daughter and probably 3 months in, my knees basically turned into the sizes of cantaloupes. They were so swollen. It was one knee actually first. So of course you're thinking, am I sitting too long feeding my baby? What am I doing? Did I fall? Did I not remember what happened to me? You're half asleep. You're trying to figure out how to raise a baby. And all of a sudden this happens. So you go down the normal path of conventional medicine, go to your primary doctor. Okay, they're not sure. You didn't get hurt. You don't have an infection. What's going on? Then you go to the orthopedic doctor. They do some tests. They rule out this and that. Then they start with rheumatology and autoimmune. So here I am going under the sun. Meanwhile, I'm in the thick of having a baby. And that's what I really want to focus on. The stress is accumulating, the lack of sleep is accumulating, and without me realizing, obviously, everything's getting worse. So I basically did get into pharmacy because I don't love taking prescription medicine. I've always been interested in food as medicine, natural supplements as medicine first. So I really tried to figure this out and understand where this is coming from. And that was just my natural thought process, which is really the foundation of functional medicine, you know, like, what is going on? Even if you label me with something, why and how did I get this? So after about four doctors, I went to one rheumatologist who basically, after a gamut of many, many labs, said you have psoriatic arthritis because you have an inflammatory arthritis that is non-rheumatoid. And psoriatic arthritis really doesn't show up very well on any lab test. So it's kind of a rule out disease. Obviously, you have psoriasis, and that's how that was linked together. So I have had psoriasis my whole life, but so minor that I never even really thought of it as something that could cause such a drastic other condition. So he basically, literally, I was nursing. He gave me three scripts and said, stop nursing, take this. And I said, I'm so stressed and I haven't slept. Like maybe if I balance my hormones and I get my body back together, you know, it'll go away. Maybe I don't have to take these medicines. And I specifically remember, and I think I'll never forget this. He said, no, you'll be on this for the rest of your life. And I just started hysterically crying in the office, like not even understanding how someone could talk to a patient that way. I was blown away. I literally went home and ripped up my prescriptions. And I told my mom, well, I'm not taking those. This is crazy. My body is so out of whack that I know something's going on. So I actually started researching, discovered the world of naturopathic doctors, because back then there really wasn't, to my knowledge, must quote functional medicine. And naturopathic physicians really just tie so well into functional medicine. So there I started my journey of acupuncture, supplements, seeing him. He was in the city, New York City at the time, and he was wonderful. And I started on a lot of supplements and anti-inflammatory. Then I found a nutritionist, and I, guess what, started a detox diet and an elimination diet, which is like still exactly what goes on in functional medicine. And in about 3 months, no joke, I probably dropped, I don't know, 20 pounds. I have never been healthier. My joints, everything got better. I felt amazing. I had energy. I was happy. And like, I was so proud of myself. I couldn't really believe, like, I was so determined to heal this, you know, naturally, but it literally took an army of people. I had a physical therapist, a naturopathic, name it. I probably went, and I just drastically changed my life. And I found that I had some sensitivities to food. I started understanding the impact that stress and sleep have on people with autoimmune conditions. I found another rheumatologist who was much more holistic. He basically did give me like very short burst of a prednisone, which for anyone out there, just, you know, it's a steroid that does help that acute inflammation. But he told me, which was the opposite of the other rheumatologist, like, I'm going to get you out of this and you're going to work on yourself and your health. And that's exactly what happened. So I was able to go the next 15 years not on any prescription medicine for my psoriatic arthritis, which is amazing because I see so many patients that have joint issues, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, you know, and it's, and even weight gain, like metabolic health is tied into triggering these autoimmune and joint related arthritis. So that's truly like where my passion just started, just me seeing it, like getting my results. And I mean, I'm seeing it, doing it, believing in it, and now able to just share it with people. And I realize when you look at how it's not just autoimmune joint issues that this kind of lifestyle change will help. It's basically any chronic disease, it helps. So that's my story.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think like, it's a really good example of having to advocate for yourself as a patient, because so often people are handed those three prescriptions and they just go to the pharmacy and just listen to what the provider says without really any thought to it. Or maybe they have reservations, but their physician is very adamant and they trust their physician. And there's this whole conversation about like medical gaslighting and all of this kind of stuff going on. But I think that you were very knowledgeable. You knew some of these things were not maybe the right path for you, and you sort of took that into your own hands. And I think that's a really good, strong message for people out there that are just frustrated with the system and they're getting that handful of prescriptions, to say, okay, you have to do this yourself. You have to be the one in charge of your journey. Certainly, yeah, you're going to have guides along the way. Like, we're going to be your guide if you choose to work with us or another healthcare provider that does functional integrative medicine. But ultimately, your improvement in health was related to you as a decision maker, the decision to get up every day and change your diet and to do the work and maybe go to the acupuncturist. I think in our society, a lot of patients are like, well, I want that quick fix. They want the natural option, but they want it to work as fast as the drug, right? They want it to just be better. Like, even though likely your situation and others, like most of the time we get into this poor health or chronic disease standpoint from like years of poor diet, stress, you know, and in a little bit the pregnancy, and you know, my journey also was postpartum. And so there is that like very immediate effect of the hormone changes and the stress and the lack of sleep that sometimes precipitates things faster than other things, but it probably was also set up prior to that, right? Like gut health, and whether it's antibiotic use or pesticide exposures, poor diet, like poor sleep even beforehand, or stress. And we all went through pharmacy school and residency. So like, that's like a next level stress. stress as well. So I think like giving yourself grace too, that you didn't get here overnight. And so it's not going to be like tomorrow, this is going to be resolved just because you change your diet, or even 30 days. So many people are like, when am I going to feel better? When am I going to feel better? I'm like, well, you're going to feel better like somewhat quickly, but like, is it actually going to reverse in 30 days? Like probably not, right? Like it's going to be maybe 6 months to a year, depending on like what we're dealing with. So I think 3 months for you is fabulous that you were so much better within the 3 months, but you were taking it like really strong there with acupuncture, the nutrition, the supplements, like all together. Sometimes if you dive in full force and go really deep early on, it really can make a bigger impact faster for sure.
Yeah. And I do find more severe, you know, the person's symptoms are, the more motivated and they are to find more people to help them and more things or strategies to make themselves feel better. And so I think I was like, I just need to take care of my baby. And I could barely walk. It was my job. Like it became my new full-time job to basically get better. And I think that's what happens. Like when people just have maybe milder symptoms or flares or intermittent problems, it is for them good to know that it does take a long time to improve. When you are really, when you are in a more severe state, maybe you are more likely to get a little bit better quicker, but that's because you're going from so severe.
You can recognize the change so much easier than the people that are just like, well, I don't feel great, but I feel a little better. And that's one of the reasons why with our patients, we have them fill out what's called the MSQ or the medical symptom questionnaires, so that we can see like their, because it's so subjective, right? Everyone's symptoms, and it helps us to have an objective score to that, so we can track along with the patients. So if they have, you know, a huge score in the GI category and they come back in a month, they're like, well, I feel a little bit better, but not perfect. You're like, oh my goodness, look at your score. Like last month you looked like this month, you're only reporting a little bit here and there. So sometimes even just that, having that, the same thing with the CGM, right? We saw the drastic improvements in the CGM. Yeah. People are like, wow. But so sometimes looking at numbers on scoring systems can be helpful to like really objectify that, wow, I am getting better, but it's hard in the day-to-day to see all that.
Yeah, 100%. Even though I did feel so much better in 3 months, these kind of things flare up and down over many, mm-hmm. not forever. And the whole goal is to reduce flares or just minimize how severe they are.
Yeah.
Able to carry on with your life, you know? So yeah, it's all so important.
Diane, were you able to bring your family along in your health journey? How did that go?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think my husband at the time was like, oh man, like you have to get better because I'm not waking up in the middle of the night. So yes, he was very supportive and encouraging. And when I had to go to physical therapy or when I had to do this or do that, he was very supportive. So of course, it's very important to have people in your house that understand what you're going through and that it's not going to be a quick fix and that it's real struggle. Just if you're tired, like people don't understand, like sometimes like exhaustion from autoimmune conditions is like, it's not just I'm tired. Like people, you're so tired that you can barely make it through the day functioning. And I think that's another thing that like, unless you track, like we were saying, your energy level or how you feel, you don't realize that once you start feeling better, you said, oh my gosh, I made it this whole day and I didn't even feel like I needed a nap. So it is so important to just like track how you're getting better and that you don't forget what you did, because then you're going to fall into old habits.
Yeah. And I think too, like the flare piece, like so many people, obviously stress can precipitate that, lack of sleep, other things, but also even just like working constantly on like the gut health component, because I had some patients that one gentleman presented with psoriasis. So another autoimmune condition, which similar to your experience, he didn't quite have the swelling or anything like this psoriatic arthritis, but plaques like on his eyelids, on his arms and his legs. And he had gone to another practitioner and did allergy testing. So had done some food sensitivity testing, pulled out those foods, all the plaques went away. That was like very drastic improvement in his symptoms within like 4 weeks or so of being on this modified diet. But the other practitioner did not teach him or look deeper at the gut level things that were going on contributing to creating those food allergies, because the food sensitivities really aren't the root cause, right? The root cause is the gut and the gut microbiomes. He came to me after another probably year or so since he had started to work with that other provider, and his symptoms are back. So he's got the full-fledged psoriatic plaques all over his body, a lot on his face. So obviously that's, if it's on your arm and you can cover it up with a shirt, sometimes men aren't as interested in working on things as they are if it's like all over their face. But for him, I did the stool testing and did food sensitivity testing because he got such improvement with the food sensitivity testing. Well, let's see where you are with the foods. But what happened was because they didn't fix the gut, then he actually developed more food sensitivities. And so he now had other food sensitivities, things that he wouldn't even have thought of, like random things like white fish or different things like that. But he pulled those out again, psoriasis, plaques went away. But the key is finishing the job and like actually improving the gut health and helping it to not develop further food sensitivities. So we did stool testing, addressed his microbiome imbalances, and are continuing to work on that process. So I think it's so important for people to know that, like we said, like it's a journey. Like it's not just like this one time I'm going to do this diet for 4 weeks and I'm going to feel great and I'm going to be done, that it may maybe even the lifelong journey, like you're talking about, of just continuing to optimize our health in the best ways that we know how. And I think along with that, we also have to, like, you know, acknowledge that there are sometimes people need medications and like they should not feel like a failure if they do need a medication, right? Some of our world is out of our control. The toxins we're exposed to, the genetics we were given, the whatever happened to us in childhood, whether it's an adverse childhood event like a trauma or other things that really affect how our genes are expressed. It may be that we do need the additional tool in our toolkit, but we're just speaking to the fact that there's so many other options before we fill that 3 prescriptions, right? And then the other thing I wanted to say about that is that also if you're in sort of like an urgent situation, like sometimes the tool is necessary. Like you said, you're using the steroids like to get you out of that danger zone. Because I've had a patient that came in who had ulcerative colitis, which is another autoimmune condition, affects the GI system, causes bleeding, and can cause like dangerous anemia if people continue to bleed. And he was bleeding constantly, liquid stools all day long. And he just wanted to take the natural approach. And I was like, I want to be your biggest cheerleader for the natural approach, but I need you to stop bleeding first. I need you to have this, get out of the danger zone. We're not even talking biologics. I'm talking about simple, like oral medication, acetol, whatever we choose to do, but we want to get out of the danger zone and then work on reversing with lifestyle. So I think there are times where people are so like in this like separate spectrum. I mean, everything in the world is you're either on this side or this side at this point in time, that people are like so afraid of the pharmaceutical industry because they've been taught all these natural approaches. But really, like sometimes we have to come into the middle and say, yes, I need to use this piece right now. And then I can journey on this side as I get things under control a little bit. So have you guys had other experiences like that where people are like resistant to maybe doing the pharmaceutical thing, but really maybe need to at that point in time?
I once met a girl, I met a mom whose daughter had very severe eczema, and you could see that she was affected for several years. I think she was like 8-9 years old, and her mother didn't believe in any medications, and she had red scaly patches. Some were old, some were new, and she was itchy. And I was quite shocked by her hesitance and resistance to like conventional treatments. And I think talking to her and explaining to her that she needs this right now to help her get out of it. But yes, you're right. There's something else that's affecting her, which we need to find out together, right? Mm-hmm. And I think having that conversation, having that talk, because I think the conventional medicine dialogue is somewhat more prevalent in some areas of our community. So having that conversation, yes, you're right. But right now your daughter is hurting and she needs this. And then we can figure out what is causing this. So it can go away from the root. And
yeah.
So having that conversation piece is very important with people like that.
I mean, from eczema standpoint, I mean, like they need to sleep, right? These kids are itching all night. They're waking up at night. They're probably waking you up at night. Sometimes calming it down with some creams and maybe not even a steroid cream. There's all kinds of other cool things on the market now, but yeah, figuring out a way to help them be comfortable while you're addressing and peeling back the layers of what's going on, the root causes, can be helpful for people. Sorry, Diane, I interrupted you.
No. I just had an example too, because I actually think it's very common. A lot of the patients that I see coming to me because they want that natural approach first. And so recently I had a patient who didn't want to start on a statin, which is, it's interesting. A lot of people I do find are scared of statins. And of course there are side effects to every medication. When you get to the point, I think her LDL was like 170. It was very high. and she was in her 60s. And I was explaining to her that her cardiologist has been pushing it for some time. She was hesitant, resistant. And she came to me and we were talking about it. And I said, listen, I really think that conventional medicine has a very important place. Without it, most of us would not be alive. And the thing is that you have to weigh the risks and benefits. And if you're going to say to yourself, is the risk of actually not taking this worse than taking it? If you are going to put yourself in more danger by not taking it, because you're in a very high risk for the number one unfortunate killer of women, which is like heart disease. It's something that I also feel like as pharmacists, we're perfect to kind of be that middle person because we love natural medicine. We want you to be healthy. We love lifestyle medicine, but we're trained in also pharmaceuticals. And we know when they're safe and when you should use them and when you should use them first and when you should wait. And what I tell my patients is, just because you start something doesn't mean it's forever, even. Like, you can go on something and then implement all of your changes. And guess what? Maybe you're going to lower your dose or maybe you're going to get off of it. And that's just as good. So like you said, like we have to make patients don't feel like failures, because I think people think, oh, if it's only stress or only lack of sleep, then it's my fault that this is happening. But that's, everyone gets stressed and everyone can experience sleep issues. And like you were saying, there's things completely out of our control. So those are the conversations I have with my patients when they're very scared to start something that really is necessary in terms of like a very like life and death situation, which is going to really make them feel better in the short term. And then they could work on themselves. And I think like antidepressants or psych meds is another gray area where a lot of people are very, very resistant to anything because they feel ashamed too, that they can't just be happier. And sometimes when you tell people who are on this more severe end, who maybe have tried natural things and things aren't working and things are getting worse, sometimes you might need a boost to get your mindset into positive thinking and work on that strengthening positive thinking and not ruminating. And then you get out of the weeds and then lower the dose, or maybe you're going to get off of it in a year. And then people just feel so much better when you're not. Because I feel like a lot of times I've had doctors say to me twice in my life that you will be on this forever. And I'm like, how do you know? Like, really? It's like so silly to tell someone you're going to be on this forever. Because not only is it take away hope and it makes you discouraged and feel that you have no control over your health. And it's just not the case.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. I think that's a good point, because when I asked my clients, did the doctor tell you the end point? How long will you be taking this medication? And they say, no, I think it's forever. I think it's for life. And it's kind of like shocks me and stuns me. Like, they haven't been told, if you get an LDL of this, we will stop this medication, right? Or we will do something else. Not knowing the endpoint is kind of scary. And I think everyone should advocate for themselves and say, well, how long am I expected to take this? And what results do you hope to see? Some of these questions, I think we can empower our clients and empower ourselves to that we should be able to be comfortable asking these questions. How long do I need to take this? What do you hope to see from this? What is data out there? Do you have any evidence on this? You know, how many clients have you given this medication to? Has it worked for them? So these are important questions.
Yeah. That whole statin conversation could be a whole other podcast just on, you know, the primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Obviously, the cholesterol itself isn't causing heart disease, but the damage to the cell that's caused by the vessels caused by inflammation and glucose regulation and all of that are really the main root cause. But if you've got that going on and you've got the high cholesterol, then you're, you know, creating this perfect storm. But yeah, that could be a whole nother podcast. There was a really good picture that Dr. Oz actually showed at the conference I was at last weekend of like, it was actually a picture of Rosie O'Donnell's, like he had like her story as an example and then had this like little image of her and like what was happening in her heart and like the heart. It was really cool. But I don't know if he'd be willing to share that. I don't know even how to contact him other than social media. Like, hey, can I share your image of Rosie? But yeah, so I think we've covered a lot of awesome things today. Thank you guys so much for being part of our journey here and helping patients to thrive. And hopefully the message was just really clear today that being an advocate for yourself, pulling alongside your guides and your team can be really helpful to really balancing out what you're hearing from conventional medicine, because everybody needs a PCP, a primary care provider, to rule out all the crazy things and to really keep them out of the danger zone, like we've talked about. But really, to optimize health, we really want to dig deeper and go into that functional and integrative medicine side of things and get you on your path to that longevity side. So thank you guys, and hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We're excited you are on your journey with us. Find us online at farmtotable.life, farm with a P, and on Instagram at farmtotableteam.